Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to Quebec. Alexander is on the line. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I have a pair of unruly twins that run all over the place while I'm in the store.
Yeah.
And,
Ooh, it sounded like it was going to be a joke, but never got to it.
For clunk.
800-259-9231. Compose yourself, people. All right. Mark, you've got an email you want to share with us.
I do, and it's shocking, and we don't read a heck of a lot of emails.
More shocking than ball tapping?
In a different way, I'd say yes, is what I would say. We don't read a lot of emails on Free Talk Live. We really just read a couple of varieties of them.
I like emails.
Yeah.
Just that we take calls first.
It's Free Talk Live, not Free Email Live.
If you want to get your thoughts on the air, best way to do it is to call.
So the one type is, questions about for us, about liberty and things like that. We mm-hmm. definitely cover that a lot. And the second one is sort of shocking firsthand news. And
a personal account?
Yeah, a personal account. This is an email from James, and I've got to say that I believe everything that this thing says just the way it's written. However, I must say I have not sent – this is an NPR. We did not send out a teenaged intern to follow this guy around for 3 weeks. I got no ideas. I believe what he says, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's just how it is. You know,
yep.
Somebody emails us. That's what it is. It's an email, so take that as it is.
So James says –
same thing with a blog post, you know.
It really is.
You can write whatever you want.
And even if it's not true, it likely has been at some point. So,
let me hear it.
It's an issue. Please forgive me for having to email instead of calling the show. Due to circumstances explained below, I'm forced to listen to the podcast at the public library and thus get it at least a day late. This email is in regards to your 04 December episode. This is my personal experience with the subject, and I hope you will take the time to read this email and perhaps read it or at least part of it online. I assume he means on air. So that perhaps others might get another perspective. Thank you for your time. So where to start? Well, I guess it would help if you had some basic information on me. I have no family. This is James. I like to say my family tree was chopped down and used for toilet paper. Went right to the orphanage, into the military, right from the orphanage into the military. In the fullness of time, I became a member of the Navy UDT SEAL teams and eventually an officer in the SEALs.
Got it.
While in the military, I spent 65 days as a detainee. No war means no POW in Angola. I was, to be blunt, tortured repeatedly. Important later. Also, as a result, I walk with the aid of a cane, having lost 85 to 90% of function in my left leg. I was also rendered sterile, but that's not really relevant here. I'm a hard-ass, stiff-necked SOB. Sometimes I have a big mouth, sometimes put my mouth into gear prior to engaging my brain. Not too bright. Always have viewed myself as expendable. Death does not frighten me in the least. Failure, yes. Death, no. Doesn't this kind of sound like a soldier to you?
I would say.
It has that feel, right?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I'm not cutting this out is because it adds a flavor to the story, and I feel that it's important. So he takes a deep breath and counts to 10, 5 times, in 4 languages. Stop stalling, get on with it. Before I start, let me say I understand fully that some of what I am about to say strains credibility. Nonetheless, I'm being honest, good, bad, and ugly. I'm laying it on the line here. About 6:30 in the morning, I took the kids, our dogs are our kids, to my wife and I, whom are human childless. I have a white wolf dog, and she has a Yorkie. My wife was in the shower getting ready to go to work at her job as a waitress. Not, imposing people here. You know, a guy who's retired military and a waitress. Living a nice life with a couple of dogs.
Okay.
I got to the end of the block when 2 white, nondescript vans screeched to a stop, 10 males in full combat gear, including baklavas, to hide their faces, armed with MP5.
Baklava. Baklava's a delicious, tasty treat.
No, how do you know they weren't wearing that? MP5 machine pistols jumped out, surrounded me, and ordered me to get face down on the ground.
Oh, boy.
My dog has been trained as a guard dog. He immediately bristled and growled, though did not attack. Could not have if he wanted to. He was on a 3-foot leash. The Yorkie was on one of those retractable kind that go about 12 feet. Because of my training, I did not panic. I calmly stated, while they screamed at me to get down on the ground, that I lived less than a block away and I'd go put my dogs in the house and surrender, but could not let my dog go or he would defend me. The Yorkie, meanwhile, was cowering in fear. One cop pointed his weapon at my dog and said he was going to shoot him. I responded to this by throwing myself over my dog and holding him while screaming not to hurt him. I was cuffed, and my nose was, and my dog was noosed and taken to the local vet. The Yorkie was put in a cop car. While the two SWAT teams were doing this to me, another third SWAT team broke into my house, despite the fact that the door was unlocked. They do this. They don't. You know, I guess I kind of see this part of the whole thing. What would they be doing testing the door? You know, if they've got a ram, battering ram.
They just love breaking crap.
They do that. And literally dragged my wife naked with shampoo in her hair from the shower and cuffed her. I found out later that they kept her like that, naked and cold with shampoo dripping in her eyes for over 3 effing hours while they ransacked the house. While they were terrorizing my wife and ripping apart my house, I was transported to the local jail. I kept asking again and again what the long string of expletives deleted was going on, but no one would tell me the charges or anything for over 2 hours. During those 2 hours, I was cuffed in a security chair with handcuffs, straps around my ankles, chest, legs, and forehead.
Yeah.
Finally, a young man came in and let me out of the chair thing while keeping me cuffed and took me to the interview room. He said that all the precautions and heightened security was because they were aware that I was a former SEAL and they were not taking any chances. I was informed that I had been arrested and a search warrant was being executed on suspicion of possession of child pornography.
Oh, jeez.
I was stunned, to say the least. The very least. Let me make this perfectly clear. I am not a pedophile. I have always viewed children as about as sexual as trees or critters. In other words, not in the slightest. Period. Full stop. I am not, I'm a lot of distasteful things. This is not one of them. The cop, whom turned out to be a special agent from the Wisconsin State Investigator's Office on Cybercrimes or something like that, said that they had been alerted by my ISP that I was using 15 times the usual amount of bandwidth. I did not even know what the heck that meant. And that they, my ISP, Comcast, had determined that my computer was possibly transferring files known or suspected to be child porn and had contacted his office, stated that that was flatly not possible. The only things I used my computer for were email, eBay, and a word processor. I wrote short military fictions, letters, technical military articles, and the like on a freelance basis for simple pleasure.
Mm.
And playing the occasional online game, and most of all, iTunes, having a collection of over 13,000 songs. He said that they had found a hidden directory on my computer with 6,800 pornographic pictures, of which 27 were child pornography. I have a question. This was 2 hours later, after the raid. Probably it hadn't occurred yet. Even the completion hadn't occurred yet. How did they know that there was 6,800 pornographic pictures and that 27 of them were child pornography? I mean, doesn't 6,800 pictures?
Are you sure you're following the timeline appropriately here?
I think I am.
That it's not later on that he learned that?
I think I am, but it may be later on. I don't know. It's just a question, and I often go through 6,800 pictures, and then why would a person have 6,800 pornographic pictures and only 27 of them be child porn?
That doesn't make much sense.
That doesn't really make much sense, does it? If you like child porn, you like child porn. If you like regular porn, you like regular porn. If you like
freaky stuff,
amputated donkey porn, that's what you like. So those
probably
have
a whole directory full of the stuff.
Right. Those are the things that you're going to have. So it doesn't make much sense to me. And I suspect what we're dealing with here is another instance where the cops tend to label, that girl looks 17. That's child porn. And it happened to a guy that I met, and I believed him. You know, maybe it's not true. I don't know, but I tend to believe it. It seemed like a believable story, and this seems like it, too. 6,800 pornographic pictures, 27 of them were child pornography.
It wouldn't seem like they could find that in 2 hours. I mean, it would take 2 hours to look through 6,800 pictures.
More than that, yeah.
Right? Yeah, way more than that. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. And can you imagine being the cop whose job it is to just look through porn pictures? This is Free Talk Live. Get a life.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those again. Totally free for you, freetalklive.com.
And join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, we're going to continue here with this email story, and we will get to your phone calls once the story is done. But it's pretty involved, this is, and it's really scary. It's a great example. I don't know if it's the right word. It's an example of how these governmental laws that a lot of people might just say, well, of course child pornography should be illegal. I would never have child pornography on my computer. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. I would never consider doing something like that. Of course this should be illegal. These people that believe that, well, they're so good that they will never run amok of or run across these government agents trying to come after them for one of these crimes. Oh, I'm not a drug dealer. Of course we should have drug. Oh, I'm not a child pornographer. But this guy wasn't a child porn viewer, and he got caught allegedly with 27 images of child pornography on his computer. How did that happen?
I thought you were asking. Go ahead.
Well, it was a rhetorical question. We're going to find out a little bit more here as the story goes on. But it just points out that even if you think you're completely obedient to the system and to all of its arbitrary laws, that they can still put you in their crosshairs and come after you.
So he's being interviewed by one of the state law enforcement people here. He said things would go easier for me if I admitted the porn was mine. Yada, of course they will.
That's what the cops always say.
Typical interrogation. I replied I was 100% innocent and would gladly take a lie detector test or whatever. There simply had to be some kind of mistake. He said that he knew SEALs were trained to beat the box, so a lie detector would prove nothing. They knew the porn was mine.
Lie detectors didn't prove anything anyway.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This went on for about a half of an hour. Hour and a half, excuse me. After about 90 minutes, another cop came into the room and said that they had found marijuana plants in my basement. Cha-ching.
Wow.
At that point, I requested, nay, demanded, a lawyer. I was left cuffed to a ring in the wall in the interrogation room for about another 4 hours. I requested the use of a bathroom, which was refused, unless I cooperated and talked with them about making things difficult by getting a lawyer involved. I declined and insisted on a lawyer. Unknown to me, at this time, my wife was brought in for questioning, dressed only in a towel,
wow,
as they had drugged her out of the shower.
Because, you know, she's a former Navy SEAL, too, so she might have had a ninja star in the shower. When
right. You'd think you could stand there and let a woman get dressed. Hold a gun on her, for God's sakes. I mean, these guys with their baklavas, is that what you call
balaclava
it? Balaclavas and MP5s could probably handle this woman. You'd think, just to let her get some pants on, but nah. They provided after making her ride naked in the back of the police car. Phantom was undergoing surgery to have the bullet removed from his leg, hip, and his leg and hip repaired. That's the white dog, the big white dog.
Max, they did shoot the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Max was at the vet in a kennel cage. My wife flatly and honestly stated she had no idea what was in the basement, as she never goes down there because it's scary. Don't laugh. It's an old house, and we all have fears and phobias. And I don't doubt it for a second.
So he really did have marijuana plants down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
While they were questioning her, they literally backed up a truck and took the following from our home. My entire weapon collection. Over 50 firearms, bows, a couple of hundred collector's knives, my coin collection, my entire music collection, including over 50,000 CDs, both of our computers. They left her old retired laptop for some reason. That's what we use now. My 16th century katanas, every bit of military stuff, old uniforms,
wow,
medals, etc. All the mail, filing cabinets, every electronic item, MP3 players, PDA, VCR, both of our cell phones, the answering machine, my birth certificate, and everything in the filing cabinet. Now, what if you're accused of having child pornography on the computer and having some marijuana plants, what does all of this stuff have to do with that?
Well, I suppose you could have in one of your CDs, there could be a
but there could be something in your photo albums, too. I mean, there could be something anywhere. So if that's the idea, then they should be able to go through the entire house, right?
They could go through the entire house.
Well, wait to find out what they destroyed. They not only took so much, they destroyed much more. My wife and I sold antique books on eBay. They dumped over 60 boxes full into a huge pile, breaking bindings, crushing them. They literally walked on them. They also smashed the dresser, bumped everything from the shelves and drawers into the floor, broke the urn that held my wife's mother's ashes. In short, they violated our home in ways that could not be described. You couldn't, burglars wouldn't do this. They decided my wife was telling the truth about not knowing about the marijuana, and they started to question her about the child porn. She flatly said that they were crazy. Not only did she not believe it, she told them that I don't even like kids, and they had, that I had the reputation of being the grumpy old man that chased the kids off my lawn. This is true. She said she knew I used marijuana medically, but had no idea where I got it from, and never used any illicit drug herself. A blood test proved that later. Can you imagine? They gave this woman a blood test. She was allowed to call a lawyer, and she called one we had previously used in a civil matter. Meanwhile, after 4 hours by myself in the interrogation room, the lawyer my wife called showed up and was allowed to talk to me. I admitted freely that I had, in fact, been attempting to grow marijuana, but the rest of this was pure bullcrap. I explained to him that I had cancer, had a prescription for marijuana in California. I have cancer currently in guarded remission and constant pain in my leg. Could not afford it here in Wisconsin and was afraid of the risks of trying to buy it, so was attempting to grow it. The plants they found and seized were less than 6 inches tall, and this was my first attempt at growing such thing.
Damn.
He said nothing to the police. He said to say nothing to the police, and he would see what he could do. I was taken to a cell. Now, this part is even harder harder than the rest for me to relate. As I mentioned, I was subjected to torture in Angola. The crap that SERE training was no defense against, quite frankly. When they put me in an isolation cell, something in my head snapped. Suddenly, I was back in Angola.
Oh, boy.
I could smell it. I could feel it. I could taste it. I could hear it. I could see it. I can't describe it. It was subjectively, utterly real and immediate and present. In short, I went crazy, I guess.
Wow.
I remember feeling my bladder let go. That's the last thing I remember for a while. And when I came back to reality, my knuckles looked like hamburger. The cell door was covered in blood. The fork and four cops were hog-tying me. Things fade in and out from here. I remember being printed, photographed, etc. I don't remember being put back in the cell, the restraints being removed.
Wow.
3 days later, the lawyer talked to me again right before I was placed in a room for the initial hearing and bail setting, and such was done via video, He said that they were considering charging my wife with accessory to the marijuana charges and were not charging her with pornography in any way, since her child pornography in any way, since her computer had none, having never been connected to the Internet. I said she had no idea I was attempting to grow marijuana, and I could do anything up to and including pleading guilty to being on the grassy knoll if they were up to if they left her alone. He said that he would see what he could do, and that she had not been charged as of yet, and that he would see about trying to get me released on something called a PR bond, meaning no
personal
cash.
Recognizance.
Yes. He failed. I was held on $50,000 cash bond and discovered I was facing potentially 632 years behind bars.
Because of child porn.
The child porn and the
marijuana plants.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Where's the victim in all this? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We continue his story in moments, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carolstove. Carolstove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carolstove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the Internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued with a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI. It repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Mark, you've been telling us a story here. We've been putting off the calls for a bit because of it, because it's just so involved and so detailed and so far very worth sharing. It's a man who was a former Navy SEAL tortured in Angola while he was doing that job, now back home in the States. Had his home raided, accused of having child pornography on his computer, marijuana plants found in the basement, wife taken out of the house, right out of the shower, naked.
Dog shot.
He was tortured by the police. And I think that's where we left off. He was in a cell being tortured by the cops.
Well, he was being put in. Actually, we left off when he was given a $50,000 cash bond and discovered that he was facing potentially 632 years behind bars. Long story short, when my wife was unable to pay the $35,000 that the lawyer wanted up front, he dumped me after about a month. We still owe the guy $7,000 for what? I have no idea.
Jeez.
Anyway, a misnamed public defender, he said that he got one. He said that after 90 days, the cops had to give him a list of the seized evidence. They never gave a full list. Somehow my knife collection swords, coin collection, and about half of my guns never made the list.
Gee, where'd they go?
Along with a ton of other stuff, but that's another story. Well, it's not another story. This is what happens all of the time.
Sure.
When people get their property confiscated. I just, and people just accept that this is what we need from our, to protect us from crime. This organization that does this stuff, and they do it all the time. I had stopped eating and drinking, that being the only way available to me to commit suicide, which I found preferable to confinement, being kept naked. Excuse me, the computer just did something funny here. I just installed a new thing, and, you know, it responds funny to my fingers touches.
Oh, okay.
All right, sorry about that. I was being kept naked in an isolation cell, a hole in the floor for a toilet. I've never heard of this, by the way. That sounds more like Angola, the United States. But what do I know? No clothing, no way to hang myself. I've heard those things. After 7 days, I was transferred to the emergency room and forced IV fluids. I ripped the IV out with my teeth, so they strapped me down, including my head. You can imagine, in 3 days like that, they transferred me to a mental hospital for prison inmates and max security. I was forced IV fluids, but refused to eat or drink for another 28 days. At that point, I realized that I would have to pretend to go along with their demands to eat and drink so as to gain an opportunity to terminate. This is what he calls committing suicide. What can I say? I'm a slow learner sometimes. They tell me my kidneys are permanently damaged. That's the least of my concerns. On day 53, they finally let me out of restraints and removed the IVs. I was allowed to eat soft foods with my fingers, an improvement nonetheless. I immediately started looking for a means and opportunity to terminate. It was not even allowed to use the toilet alone without two guards watching me at all times. This proved problematic, to say the least. On day 61, I tried ramming my head into the wall with enough force to break my neck. I failed, only giving myself a severe concussion and a cracked skull. Back to the restraints. 2 weeks later, my wife was allowed to visit me. Ever tried talking to someone through 6 inches of glass on a phone while two people stand literally at your shoulders and about 20 others are yelling to be heard on their phones as well? Not good.
Yeah, and the phones don't sound great either.
Yeah, and as it may be, she expressed her concern over my physical condition and expressed her love and support and begged me to try to live, believing that things would work out somehow. That's my wife, a real Pollyanna. What I did not know was that she had been fired from her job when the cops came into the restaurant where she worked every day, made a point of telling her boss about the charges against me and saying that she was involved, etc. At this point, she was living on our meager savings, trying to pay the lawyer, making house payments, getting groceries, etc., all while trying to do something, anything to help me. They held a hearing to decide. I can hardly imagine. I mean, you know, a lot of women wouldn't even do that, just to be clear. They held a hearing to decide if I was mentally competent and decided I was, but the jail refused to accept me, fearing I would continue to attempt suicide and had the training and motivation to succeed eventually, regardless of whatever precautions might be employed. The judge sent me back to Max Security Net Ward. The three, seriously, count them, three friends that did not abandon me based on the porn charges, passed the hat, held sales and God only knows what else, and came up with enough money to bail me out in the conjunction with my wife putting the house up for collateral. I will never understand how people I thought were my friends, for over 30 years, could, one, believe such charges, two, abandon me like a used tissue, three, even if stating that they believed I was 100% innocent, say that they could not afford to be associated with me until the issues were resolved. In my world, you stand by your friends, especially in times of need. In fact, one of the three was one of my teammates. The other was overseas, but anyway. Once out on bail, I discovered the damage to the house and the property. More importantly, by far, I saw what it was doing and had done to my wife. She had gained a lot of weight. She cried herself to sleep nearly every night. She lost her job. I also lost my disability due to being confined, still fighting to get it back. She has since taken on 2 minimum wage jobs about an hour's drive out of town to try to support us. Remember, the guy walks with a cane. He can't even move his leg. As part of the bail, I'm not allowed to leave the house during any hours children might be in transit to or from school or any place at play, nor when children may be present, despite the fact that I am not convicted, nor have even been confused of ever having contact with children. Thus, getting a job is impossible, even if anyone wanted to hire me. Never mind the fact that I am highly decorated naval officer. Never mind that I have never even had so much as a jaywalking conviction. The public defender had the computer looked at and said he believes the pictures, all 6,800, not just the child porn ones, were downloaded by a virus on my computer. However, the expert, this is so important, please don't miss this part of it. However, the expert he wanted to hire costs more money than the state will approve. He said that the prosecutors, not a typo, expert admitted to him that such a virus exists and it is present on my computer, but that just because it is there does not mean that I was unaware of the pictures.
Wow. In a hidden folder.
Right. Furthermore, I don't know that it said hidden folder.
I believe
folder.
He said it was hidden.
I'll take your word for it. Furthermore, according to the prosecution, how they got there doesn't matter. What matters is that they are there, thus I am guilty of possession. It doesn't matter why you're in possession of electronic child pornography pictures, if it's a virus or whatever, it's because you have them that you're guilty.
Because the computer belongs to you. And because there's no way that you can know who put that there. If he's got shared files on his computer and he's got a Wi-Fi network, then anybody could
America,
crack into the...
this could be you. There are certainly viruses out there. Who wouldn't believe that there would be viruses out there that would download porn to your computer? Plus, if you have a Wi-Fi network, I don't know how many people have unsecured networks, but I bet it's a good percentage. And this could happen that way, too.
Sure.
America, this could be you. Do not just, brush this story off. He said that we would be going to trial. Going to trial would not be in my best interest since these
That's
types
right.
of
Plea
cases...
Out.
These types of cases can be, one, just because people hear the words child pornography and instantly want to hang someone from the nearest tree limb. He insisted, really, that I take a plea. This is the public defender, of course. Take a plea
they
for
always do that.
35 years. Wisconsin has a truth in sentencing law, and there is no parole or good time. If sentenced to X years, you serve X years and not a day less. Obviously, I refused. It's been just over a year now. In that time, we've had our... feces and broken bottles and trash thrown on our porch. We've had our windows smashed, tires slashed, baby wrapper sprayed painted on the my car and the garage. Yes, they spelled it wrapper. We had cruel and insane notes
baby,
and letters.
Oh, baby wrapper. Okay, took me a moment on that one.
Death threats. We have had our phone number changed 3 times, but somehow the harassing and obscene calls just keep on coming. We finally had the phone disconnected completely. I'm going to tell you
more.
Is
there more to this?
There is.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states? And that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over and become an amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, Amp Only podcast, and more. It's all for you. amp.freetalklive.com for helping us.
So we're reading a story about a guy named James who's have one heck of a problem here as far as a computer virus that downloaded a bunch of porn onto his computer. 27 images of these 6,800 images were supposedly child porn,
right?
Which we don't know what that means. Is that a 17-year-old girl, you know, just from the opinion of the police? Because I don't know how you find out how old some girl is on porn. Or is it an obvious child? I don't know.
We don't know, and
I've heard of both of these situations.
He's saying it wasn't him, but how do you prove that it was him or that it wasn't him? If there's pornography on your computer, there is no real way to ascertain who's responsible for it.
Well, the prosecution's experts said that, in fact, there is a virus out there that does download child porn. That virus was present on his computer, but that doesn't mean that he didn't know about it.
Or like it.
Right.
Well, I love this virus. Thank
right.
you.
It's like having child porn accidentally delivered to your house and you just keep it. Who knows? I mean, you know, it's difficult to say, but it sounds to me like this guy had no idea it was there.
Right, because, Mark, I'm sure that everybody you know takes inventory of all their hard drive's contents at any given time, right? You
right.
know all the stuff that's on your hard drive right now, all 250,000 files that are there, right? Go ahead and do a virus scan on your computer and just look under the Windows directory. Yeah, look at the Windows directory and see how many thousands of files there are there. The idea that somebody would know about what is on their computer is pretty absurd. Let's continue the story, though.
So he's dealing with lots of problems from the community. He says, you know, his house
has
been vandalized. He says, I've been jumped and beaten twice.
Wow.
Once I fought off the three people. The second time there were five of them, two with golf clubs and one with a ball bat. I'm good, but I'm not that good. He's, remember, got no use of his left leg.
Yeah.
And I wound up with cracked ribs, peeing blood for a week, and broke nose and fractured cheekbone. Ironically, the cops threatened to revoke my bail for fighting and committing assault if any of those that I tried to beat me up pressed charges the first time. No one did, thankfully. They were We were asked not to return to our church.
Wow. How forgiving.
Friends have shunned us. We are completely broke, living literally paycheck to paycheck. I can't even support or help support us. My disability was stopped, and I can't get it reactivated until or unless I'm acquitted. I can't get a job. And no blow to my masculinity or ego there. My wife's hairdresser...
Don't worry, your government cares. They care about you.
Yeah. My wife's hairdresser asked her not to patronize their business unless she leaves me. The cops follow us often, to the point that we're pretty much only leave the house to walk the dogs twice a day. And then we drive to an isolated area in state-owned woods to do that. When her car needed repair, she was refused service locally. We don't accept child molesters or their family here, and had to take it to a place 30 miles away. You'd think even in a town of 36,000 that we would be forgotten or lost in the crowd or whatever. However, it seems that that is simply not the case. The situation that it is a very, very hard to believe that she would not be far, far better off without me. Hell, I'd walk out the door and leave her if I could bring myself to do it. But the truth is, I can't. I need to be with her so much that I cravenly can't bring myself to leave her, even knowing how much better off she would be. About 90% of the time, my wife cries herself to sleep.
Jeez.
Nothing I... Oh, this touchpad, Ian.
Maybe you should use the scrolling keys instead of the touchpad. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, I've never used it before. 90% of the time, my wife cries herself to sleep. Nothing I do seems to comfort her. She says she accepted that I will do whatever it takes to terminate. That's his term for commit suicide, if convicted. My hearing is set for late December, but that is still rips her apart inside. I'd like to tell her I could somehow tough it out and would survive somehow just to be with her again someday, but
it's a long time.
Never lied to her and find myself unable to start now. The truth is, I cannot and will not attempt to survive in confinement.
He's facing 35 years on a plea deal, which he refused, and 600 years otherwise. Yeah.
I'm fully aware of what they do to people convicted of such crimes in prison. I think that might be an exaggeration, but it's not saying it has never happened. I will not be raped and brutalized again. He was in Angola as a POW, in the Marines
detainee.
Yeah, SEAL officer. I've taken steps to ensure that I have a final friend, a method of ending my life available to me on my person, 24 hours a day. To be honest, I keep thinking lately that my wife would be much, much, much better off if I were to end my life now. Hmm. At least then she could move on and would not have this hanging over her head. I've asked her point blank, and she claims that she would rather have every second possible together and that my terminating now would make things worse for her. I am ashamed to say, so selfish. I want to be with her every second possible. I cherish every moment we are together. I love her more and more every day. Every second with her is a treasure. However, as it is, as a very wise man said, love is the condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own. I'd say it is more important. I would give my life without hesitation if I knew it would make things better or easier for her. The problem is that I honestly don't know. I believe that she cherishes our time together, but would it be better for her in the long run if I were to end this more quickly? Which is the greater good? Well, there you have it. That's the situation I find myself in. For what, if anything, it may be worth, I give you my word of honor that I had zero, none, absolutely no idea that there was child porn on my computer. I also swear that I have absolutely no, zero, zilch, nada, interest in attracting such filth. Yes, I was attempting to grow marijuana for medical and pain relief reasons. That much is true. The rest is not. Later this month, there's a hearing to determine if the case against me will proceed. It seems that the warrant they used to search my house was invalid and illegal on its face. Despite this fact, they may be able to proceed with the case based on something called good faith exception.
Because they found something, right?
Yeah. Thank you for your time and for reading this, James.
Wow, that is probably the saddest story I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, it is. It is a truly sad story, and I can only believe every single bit of it.
Yeah, it just seems heartfelt. It seems
accurate. I totally believe. You know, every nugget of the story is believable to me. So therefore, putting them together makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Can I check it? Yeah, you know, no.
He
I
says
can't.
In there that you could.
Yeah, he offers me whatever proof I want. And, you know, Free Talk Live is an investigative journalism.
No.
That's not what we do here. We talk about issues. Are there issues involved in here? Yes, they are.
Better believe it.
Every one of these things that's happened to this guy has happened to someone somewhere else. So all I'm trying to say to people is, look, people love the idea of saying, we're going to execute every baby raper that we find out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just remember that in that same sentiment, you kind of sweep up a bunch of other people. And James is one of those people. James had a computer virus. That computer virus downloaded some porn, 6,800 images, 27 of which were child porn, according to the authorities. And those people get caught up in this whole thing, child pornography and child molestation. It seems to go together because it's pictures of one is pictures of it, right?
Supposedly.
And
although
there's a fervor, there's a witch hunt that goes around. And this is sort of the mentality that's going on right now, is the witch hunt for child molesters.
I was just going to say, I don't think that a 14-year-old girl taking a picture of herself with her top off is child molestation because there's no one else in there.
Sure.
You know? And that's considered child pornography, too.
Yes.
So I think your point here is really spot on, Mark, that this could be absolutely anybody who has a computer. Which
anybody
is a
who
lot of people.
A Wi-Fi network. It could be, you know, somebody can use your open Wi-Fi network and download stuff.
I sure
even
could.
If you have a closed one, I'm sure there are people out there that can crack it.
Yeah, you just get a packet sniffer, and if you have enough time, then you can easily, I don't know how easy it is, but it takes time. It's just a matter of cracking the code.
And the question is, does the government have that equipment? I'm sure they do. Would they want to take down certain people? I'm sure they would. You know, I've heard it said, and I truly believe it, if they want to take down the people here in the Liberty Movement, that all they have to do is just find your, computers and put some porn on your computer and you're shut down. That's it. That's it. It's disgusting.
I don't have anything else to say here beyond this is horrific, and I believe it as well, and it just goes to show how easy it is for them to go after someone who's never done anything, who's never done anyone any harm, this not at least in his current lifetime. This man, there was no victim. He didn't take any child porn photos. He didn't molest any little kids. He didn't harm anybody in any way, shape, or form, and he's facing the rest of his life, several lifetimes behind bars. Anybody who's not outraged by this, I don't think has a heart. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listen to podcasts.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow